Hello, this is Chuck Chat Freestyle for August 29th, 2015, Season 4, Episode 26 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. Hello, hello, this is Chuck Tomasi, and Freestyle is a random collection of thoughts that go on in my head. And my screen just went blank. I think I went to the hot corner that engaged the screensaver. But, okay, let's unlock the screen and get back to the show. That's not the right password. That's the right password. Okay. Oh, yeah, I think I got done everything I wanted to do today, including trying on all the Dragon Con costume stuff and making sure I had all the pieces and parts. If you have more than one costume, even if you just have one costume, I would recommend that you do this. I almost forgot Farnsworth's lab coat. So just putting it on, making sure you have all the pieces and parts. I made sure that I had the detailed stuff like spirit gum and spirit gum remover for the bald appliance and makeup so I could blend that all together. But when you're missing a major component of the costume, you know, Farnsworth's lab coat is kind of major. Wouldn't have worked without it. I could have gotten along without the thing longer. Probably could have done without the bald appliance, even though I've got two of those, because I bring the one of those old leather football helmets that could be used as a backup. But no, I got it all tried on, and then I had all that done before 8 a.m. Thank you, Todd, for waking me up at 5:30 again. So I guess he's getting me ready to be on Eastern time, so I'll lose 3 hours. So he's trying to help me. I'll get you up at 4. Yeah, that's all right. I'll get you up at 4. I said, no, give me some time to sleep there, cat. So got all that stuff tested. And one final detail that I did think of while I was out in San Diego. What? And my cat, Todd, always has something to say. What have you got for us this time, boy? Okay. Hey, there, right on cue. How about that? Where was I? Oh, the one final detail that I did think of while I was in San Diego was to do some gold teeth. And I thought, well, I've got that plastic insert from the periodontist that they use to kind of keep my teeth and gums and things protected while I was healing up last week. And I thought, well, I know that one of the costume places had some gold paint that you could put on your real teeth. I thought, whoa, that sounds kind of nasty. If I could just slip this in and out, that'd be much easier. I couldn't find any of that. The closest I could get was on Amazon, which would have taken till Wednesday to get. So I found a backup plan. One of the costume stores, Spirit Halloween, that's got nationwide stores that open up about this time every year. They take empty stores in strip malls and fill them out. Maybe they take a store or two. There's one about 3 miles from here. I went there and asked, what do you have? They said, well, I don't have anything to paint your teeth, but I do have the plastic teeth that go on as a grill. And I said, okay, well, I'll keep that in mind. Well, that's when I went out in the car and I checked on Amazon and I called one of the other larger costume suppliers. They didn't have anything either. So I walked back in about 5 minutes later and said, okay, we'll go with plan B. And I picked it up. It worked out pretty well. Got the teeth and the grill all molded to mine so they'll stay in when I need it to stay in. Actually, it stays in probably a little too well. I may soften it up and just tweak it a little bit over the next couple of days. But costumes should be all set. I'm all packed, but Donna said that the suitcase I'm in is a little large and I should go back and check and make sure. I thought they only went on weight, but apparently airlines are not going on dimension because I told you that I do not like check luggage when I go through. Most of the time I'm just doing a carry-on when I'm going on business travel. I can do 4 or 5 days with just a carry-on, but this is a larger suitcase and will need to be checked. So hopefully I can get this all into a slightly smaller if I check the dimensions and whatnot. So full speed ahead, all set for Dragon Con. Very much looking forward to it. I even packed up some of the electronics, got microphones and mic cables and things for when Clinton and Scott and Craig and I do our Mystery Science Theater special. We need to find a scheduled time to do that, boys. Oh, and in light of Mark, the encaffeinated one, come on, Craig, get off your butt. There. If we all harass him, maybe he'll put out a show. I know he's been busy. We've all been busy. Yeah, hi Todd. He's still hanging around the studio. All right. Good news. Donna came home safely today. Happy to have her back. And yeah, not much more to say about that. Just happy to have her back. All in one piece. She had a good couple of weeks visiting the old country, friends and family and whatnot, filling me in on the news from back home. She took a couple of pictures of the old homestead. It looks like the landscaping is a little out of control, but hey, not my problem. It's their house now, and I wish them all the best. We did extend them the invite to give us a call or drop us an email or something if they do have any questions about switches or maintenance on the hot tub or whatever it is. Just thought I'd put that out there, and if they want to take part in it, they can. Today's topic, review topic, is the television show Bones. I believe they're on season 10. And frankly, I think this show has gone past its usefulness. It's just, about two or three seasons ago, it started to get a little, not predictable. I like the overarching stories that they brought in about season three or four, where they had a season of finding a bad guy that was very elusive, sort of a supervillain, while they were still solving the cases of, you know, the girl in the tree or in the car or in the ditch or wherever they found him. They always have very clever titles to their shows. You know, the boys in the bubble or the man in the spacesuit, whatever it is that the case is about. But we can usually start to predict who done it. And that's when a show like this is... the premise of the story is there's Temperance Brennan, based on a real-life character, Kathy Reeks, that wrote these books. And Fox has taken the books and turned them into Temperance Brennan and Agent Booth, who are a crime-solving team. Now, Brennan is a very scientific, logical, straight person, can compartmentalize her emotions, whatever you want to call it, and Booth is the insightful FBI agent who is her partner, and they go out and they solve these forensic crimes. It worked for a while. Very entertaining. The cast of characters around them is good. The acting is good. The general story writing is good, but I think it's just kind of outlived its usefulness. I have not been able to finish season 10. I think I got up to around Christmas. They're not afraid to kill off some of the major characters, or at least get rid of, not necessarily kill them, but get rid of them in some capacity or another from the story. So people have come and gone on the show. But the two major characters have remained, and I think it's just getting a little too easy to go, that's the person. I don't know why, but I know that's the person. And then, of course, they unfold the plot later on. So I enjoyed it for a number of years. I'm going to, if you'd asked me a few years ago, I probably would have given this a higher number than I do today. But I'm going to give this about a 6.5, maybe 7. I'll be generous and give it a 7. So That's Bones. We've watched it with the girls for a number of years. They've enjoyed it. Donna and I have enjoyed it, but I think it's just time to let that ship sail or reinvent it in some way. I don't know. I maybe they have in the latter half of season 10, and I just haven't seen it yet. But I'm pretty much done with that show for now. That's it. I'm going to give you the short intro. DogDaysOfPodcasting.com is where you can find all of the information. Lots of other great shows. We are winding down in this, and thank you very much for everybody who has participated. It's been great meeting new people and catching up with old friends in the podosphere, and I hope we can keep in touch. I do plan on subscribing to a number of your shows as regular feeds as we go on from this. The Dog Days of Podcasting feed does not stay up 12 months a year. So if you keep producing and you want to listen to some of these shows, you will need to subscribe to the individual feed. So I would recommend to the listeners, or excuse me, to the other podcasters, to give your websites in this so people can find your show. I know that a few of you do that, and thank you very much. I will be going and looking for those feeds and subscribing as we do that. I know Clinton has mentioned this a number of times. Friday, 5:30, Hilton Room 203, Technorama and Comedy Forecast live with John Bell. So it'll be Clinton, Craig, me, probably Clinton's wife, Bonnie, who does a sketch in there. John Bell, who is totally unpredictable but very funny nevertheless. We've scripted a number of pieces to this, but I suspect the script will become meaningless. Sort of like a fight. You can plan the first punch, but as soon as you get hit, the plan is out the window and you go into reactive mode. So we'll see how this knockdown, drag-out podcast goes. Till then, thanks. Talk to you tomorrow.